Hey everyone, it's Cam Hurt, host of the Best Show Ever podcast, and we have got a second season coming out very soon that I am very excited about. We've got some very cool special guests, including musical acts that we all love, like Karina Reichman, Daniel Donato, Jake Brownstein from Eggy, Rick and Peter from Goose, and many more. Tune in for new episodes dropping on Osiris Media March 5th on the Best Show Ever podcast.
Hi, listeners. I want to tell you about a cause that I'm involved with at Heritage Radio Network. HRN is celebrating its 15th year, and to celebrate, we're deepening our commitment to giving voice to the next generation of food system storytellers, and we need your help. Our internship and fellowship programs help activate new possibilities for underrepresented and underestimated young people through experiential journalism, audio engineering, and production training. Through these unique programs, HRN helps food equity stewards build essential workforce readiness skills that expand their potential and foster economic mobility. Please consider supporting these critical programs. And with a minimum donation, you can be entered to win a dinner for two at an amazing restaurant in one of eight cities and tickets to a concert at a great venue in one of those cities. We have incredible partners across the country who have donated, as they also share our passion for helping to educate the next generation of food system storytellers. Check out heritageradionetwork.org/15 to donate and enter to win today. That's heritageradionetwork.org/15 to donate and enter to win today. And make sure you donate before March 31st. Thank you.
Osiris.
Welcome to Goose Chicks Podcast, an all-women-led show focused on the band Goose and the community that supports them, as well as all things live music. I am Leslie Mack, producer and co-host, and I have just gotten home from Goose's amazing 2023 summer tour, which came to a close at the 10th annual Levitate Music and Arts Festival. This community-oriented, family-friendly, eco-driven, and eclectic three-day event was held July 7th through 9th in beautiful Marshfield, Massachusetts, with headlining acts Stick Figures, the Trey Anastasio Band, and Brandi Carlile. It was an amazing festival. Goose Chicks Pod was on hand for the fest to catch Goose's day two set, as well as chat with a few performers. I got to catch up with the guys behind Columbia Records' Peach Pit, an indie pop band from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, at Levitate to talk about their latest album, From 2 to 3, making music about ex-girlfriends, and more. After the break, my brief conversation with Neil, Chris, Peter, and Mikey for our Gonna Turn It Up series. So first, let's do a quick intro. Everyone, I'm here with Peach Pit. I'm so excited to talk with you all. Can we just do quick intros for each person?
Yes, my name's Neil.
My name's Chris.
And I'm Peter.
Awesome. Thanks for talking to Goose Chicks Podcast. Really appreciate it. So I wanted to start with just a question. I've been listening, devouring your music, knowing I was going to come see you all here. And so much of your music explores themes of like love, self-reflection. How has that kind of helped you deal with the realities of 2023? Because I feel like the world's sort of on axis. And as I was listening to your music, I was like, oh, this sort of grounded me a bit. So I'm wondering if that's been the same feeling for you as you've been making it.
Honestly, I think our music has those themes because, you know, we're kind of like sad emo boys, you know, so it's like all we know. And I think, you know, when we were first starting our band, that was the kind of music we were listening to. It was kind of like, you know, sad rock and roll. And
I would say, too, though, when we recorded our last record from 2 to 3, I was just so bored at the time during the pandemic, and it was just such a, weird time, and I felt like making that record was, like, this very therapeutic process. And Mikey's just joined us, our drummer.
Mikey! Say hi.
Hey, how's it going?
How Leslie. Hi, Leslie. Hi, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. How are you doing?
I'm good. Grab a chair.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like music at one point served that purpose for me as well, but I think that's just like a target that we're trying to aim for a lot of the time, and always happy when we're hitting it.
Love it. So you mentioned 2 to 3, so I've got to talk about that. The title track captures that like late night time where things are sort of roaming around in your head, but also like hope exists there. So how did that song come together?
I actually just woke up. I had a bad dream about an ex-girlfriend of mine who I've written a few songs about her. She's kind of one of those people from like early 20s that she just stuck in my head for a super long time, and I had a dream about her where I saw her and she was with some other guy. I mean, it was a dream, so she really is with some other guy, but in the dream she was with another guy, and I guess she didn't really see me or something like that, and I just woke up and I was so sad, and sounds really corny, but it's like went and grabbed my guitar and started writing a song about waking up from that dream about her, and I like the song. Shout out to ex-girlfriends.
That's how Paul McCartney wrote Yesterday too.
I was gonna say,
couldn't have written
so
that song, eh?
I know.
I love it. So just a couple more questions. How would you describe your live performances? Like what can audiences expect when they come see y'all?
I think our records are pretty chill, and in some aspects we've got some rock and roll songs for sure, but our live performance is a rock show.
Mm.
Yeah. First and foremost, that's what we aspire to always do, is just rock out super hard. So I think we like to surprise people with that.
We've been doing something fun on tour, an idea our fifth touring member Dougal, he came up with this, but we started opening the show with Raining Blood by Slayer. And that was a lot of fun because half the crowd would be like, fuck yeah, and half the crowd would be like, mom, can you come get me? The show isn't what I thought. So that was like, I think people come out to the show expecting it to be a little more chill than it ends up being, but I don't know. Good.
I think
like,
they know now.
They know now. Yeah. Yeah, everybody's always down for high energy, so I don't think anybody's ever disappointed that we're not playing more slow.
What are you all looking forward to seeing here at Levitate? Anybody that's like, you're excited to see if you're going to get to see any?
Oh, yeah. Shaky. Yeah.
I wish we could see Ziggy Marley tomorrow.
You're leaving,
yeah, we're really not going to get to see anything, unfortunately, but that would have been fun.
Same with Shaky Graves. Shaky Graves.
And, of course, Goose.
Oh, no, okay, well, last question is, where can everyone follow you, make sure that they're keeping up with all of your music and all of your touring that you have going on? I know y'all are on the road.
You can follow us on Instagram at peachpit17, and anywhere.
We don't post much, but our management is getting us to post more these days, so you'll see a lot of stuff come in. Peachpit17 on Instagram is the main spot. We're on TikTok, all that, Spotify, YouTube.
Awesome. Thanks, y'all, so much.
Thank you. Right on.
Osiris. Hey everyone, this is Tuck from Fit for a King, an off-road minivan. Every week I bring you fun interviews alongside your favorite metalcore entertainers with my new podcast, Get Tucked. Join me every Monday with bands like Counterparts, Crystal Lake, like Moths to Flames, and many more. We play unsigned and undiscovered bands, deep dive into each artist's history, and of course provide the greatest breakdowns in current metalcore. Tune in to Get Tucked every Monday, out now through Sound Talent Media.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bruce.
And I'm Nolan, and this is the Corner of Gray Street podcast. As longtime Dave Matthews Band fans, we set out to create a podcast to dive deep into the past, present, and future of DMB.
Not only do we recap and review shows within an ongoing tour, but we revisit past shows from throughout the band's history, conduct interviews with a wide variety of guests with ties to DMB, and create unique and exclusive content like our Concerts on the Corner series.
Whether you're a fan of the band or just a fan of great music, We think you'll find something you'll enjoy. We can't wait to see you on the corner of Gray Street.